Welcome to day 44 of Happier People podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to hear how my 2017 financial expectations were going to bankrupt me? This is one of the most ridiculous mental things I've ran into recently. What happened is this year I had a really good year with my business, and the website that produced a lot of that income banned me in the middle of the year. And since that time, I adopted some crazy belief that next year would absolutely be not as good as this year. So that 2017 would be a year of less abundance than 2016. Now, how crazy is that? I don't even remember exactly when I did that. All I know is that at some point recently, in the last week or two, I realized that was my functional operating financial belief. That I believed I would make less income next year than I did this year because I got banned from that website. That somehow, without that website, I couldn't possibly produce as much. So far, I've made about $248,000 in profit or so with my business this year, of which the IRS has already taken $70,000 of that. And I've put some more into retirement and I'm paying down my debts with that. Thankfully, I'm very grateful you collectively have given this to me. And I thought that even though my business has grown 3 years in a row, the first 2 years I lost money. The third year, I made $36,000. The fourth year, I made $70,000 profit. And this year, almost $250,000 in profit might be the final number. Now, why would I believe, more importantly, I could see why I would think it's possible I might have a lower income next year. But why would I believe that to the point where I'm making my decisions based on that? For example, I told my friend Albert, hey, would you like me to pay you extra this year for more credit towards next year's hours? Because I'm probably going to make less money and you're probably going to make more money. Well, wait a minute. Why am I definitely going to make less money next year? What I'm saying is that most of us have these kind of damaging beliefs somewhere in our life that we're not even aware of. And these become our new operating principles after something bad has happened and we don't even notice them. I was operating like this, believing that 2017 I would make less money than 2016 with no data. Do you realize I need 365 days of data in 2017 in order to determine my income? How many of those do I have right now on Christmas Eve 2016? Zero. I don't know anything about my income in 2017. I'm laying some good foundations, and now that I realized that was my operating belief, I realized at some point that was the truth to me. And I realized, well, at some point I must have decided that was the truth. And if I did decide that was the truth at some point, that's not the truth I want anymore. And I'm going to pick a new truth. My new truth is that 2017 is going to bring even greater income than 2016, and I'm going to work on that. I've been working on that, and I'm working on that on a daily basis. I like what Tony Robbins said about making money. You will make all the money you want if you help a lot of other people. If you figure out ways where your business can make a huge difference in people's lives, either a small difference in many people's lives or a big difference in fewer people's lives, or by some miracle, a huge difference in a lot of people's lives, you will get money one way or another. If your business is founded upon helping other people and you find a way to help more people for less expenses in your business, you will keep making more and more money. Now, according to that, I found a way to help way more people in 2017 instead of charging money for my courses up front and locking thousands of my videos behind $9 coupons that you couldn't access the videos unless you paid $9 or you downloaded them illegally or got them from some other sale. Now I'm simply offering all of my teaching completely available for free. That is a fantastic difference when it comes to helping people. In other words, what I'm offering has at least doubled, if not gone 10 times more in value for next year. I'm now doing live classes, and I'm putting them for everyone on YouTube, Facebook, and Skillshare. I'm now collecting money on a recurring basis, which I've never done before consistently. I'm now collecting money on a recurring basis on Patreon. I think my Patreon page has the ability to be the largest in the world, which then will probably bring a whole lot of attention, both good and bad. So why would I believe that next year, even though I'm doing great work, that I'm setting up these things to serve people more effectively, like this podcast? There's no direct way I'm monetizing this podcast. My goal is for this podcast to be as fantastically helpful to as absolutely many people as possible with the very lowest resistance. That means there's no ads on this podcast. Now, if it's on YouTube 10 or 15 days after I recorded it, then there'll be some ads on there. But on my podcast, as it is on my website at jerrybanfield.com/podcast or on iTunes or Google Music, or on Facebook, there shouldn't be any ads for this. I'm giving more in 2017. I've got plans and I'm laying the foundation to give more in 2017. So I keep asking this question, why would I set a limiting belief on myself? And once I've realized that limiting belief, what belief would I rather change that for? I realized while I was talking to my mom about my business after listening to Tony Robbins' Money Master the Game book, I realized that my core financial operating belief was of scarcity. While I'd been working on abundance for 2 years, I had experienced abundance. As soon as I switched to an abundance mindset, and ironically, I switched out of a scarcity mindset by borrowing money. Now, how crazy is that? I was in a scarcity mindset for most of my business, struggling to make ends meet. And I switched out of that by borrowing money. I borrowed $50,000 and had most of it in the bank and available to spend. And I just said, as I have all my bills, I have enough money to pay my bills for months, if not a year. I can afford to sit here and do the work that will make the highest impact, and I don't need it to make money overnight. I think it will make more money than anything ever has, though. That's what I started out. I started from scarcity. I had thousands of dollars in credit card debt, thousands more dollars in loans than I have today. My financial situation was horrible in 2014. And borrowing money left me feeling abundant, like I've got all this cash on hand and there's nothing to worry about. And when I started working from a place of abundance, then I received abundance within a month of taking that loan for $25,000. I had my best month on Udemy with over $8,000 earned. And from there, it went as high as $80,000 or $90,000 earned in 1 month within a year. That's the power of an abundance mindset. The power of the scarcity mindset had got me consistently staying close to going out of business for the first 3 years of my business. Every good opportunity I had, I wasn't willing to reinvest smartly or pay down my debts. No, I wanted to reinvest in these big things to make me huge amounts of money, often new things, most of which then failed. And so every time I had something good happen in my business, I had to buy some status symbol to let everyone know, like a corner office or another new computer or whatever it is, a bunch of advertising. anything good that happens to you when you have the scarcity mindset will quickly be given away in one way or another, or it will be put into something you don't enjoy doing. When you have the abundance way of thinking, when abundance is your belief, then you receive that. Well, the problem is, the challenge is, lots of times in the middle of abundance or having things good, then something bad happens, and then my default is to switch back to scarcity. Oh my God, okay, I got banned from Udemy. Now everything's gonna go downhill from here. I'm not getting my $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month anymore on autopilot, basically. Now I'm going to have to really work. Now there's no way I'll make as much money next year. And that's the default story that comes in. And where did that come in? I don't know where that came in. At some point, though, I made that decision, and then my actions were supporting it. I was starting to get into moving all my money around in a way that, all right, what's going to happen when I run out of money? Well, how am I going to deal with not having any money? And then in the middle of this, my wife and I sold our house and made $40,000-something on it, which was a huge blessing. And that didn't stop me from being in the scarcity mindset. No, what stopped me from being in the scarcity mindset was listening to Tony Robbins' book, Money Master the Game, and then talking to my mother about my business. And in telling her about it, I could see what I was doing. My core operating belief came out in the open. Next year is not going to be as good as this year. And as soon as I saw that, I saw how insane that was. And I've said this a whole bunch of different ways because this is a really tricky little thing to identify. If you can identify this in yourself, you might be shocked at the beliefs you are operating and making decisions on that you're not even consciously aware of. And then the question is, once you've realized you're using a self-imposed limitation, a story of how you're not going to do as good, and one of the worst places I see this consistently is dating. People go out with one person online. Oh, online dating doesn't work. I'm never trying that again. And then they ask, how'd you meet your wife? I met my wife online. I was the second guy she went out with. If she'd stopped at the first guy, she could have a story like that too. Oh, online dating doesn't work. She had to go out with two before she found me. Me and then a guy before me. Now me, I didn't go out with two girls. Oh no, my wife was somewhere between the 50th and the 100th girl I went out with online. And my wife was in the somewhere between the 200 to the 500 plus girl that I was actually talking with online prior to going out. I dated and tried to date online for 8 or 9 years, off and on. I had a couple of girlfriends in there I didn't date online. And one girlfriend I was motivated to break up with her because I wanted to put my dating profile back up. You see, if I had just told some story of how online dating didn't work after 10 girls that I'd tried to date online, I wouldn't have met my wife. Or maybe I would have, who knows? The online dating wouldn't have worked for me though if I had given up on it, and whatever I was doing in person sure wasn't working either. The point is, why do we put these damaging stories in the middle of our lives and then act on them? It's just insane to do that with finances because this is one of the biggest areas we worry about. And then you throw this story in there and it just ruins all of it. So now the question is, okay, Jerry, I've seen what I'm doing. Maybe you're believing that 2017, if you're honest at your core, now don't BS me, but honestly, what's going to happen in 2017? Now, my most honest answer is I don't know what's going to happen in 2017. It's 2016, December 24th. I don't have any data for what's going to happen in 2017. That's my most honest answer. So then, Jerry, if you had to guess, well, if I get to guess, then that means what do you believe is going to happen? And what I believed before was that 2017 was going to be less than this year. And once I was conscious of that belief, I realized I need a new belief If I could choose any belief I wanted to, what would I believe? Well, now I sat there and decided, well, if I could choose any belief I want, I'm going to believe that next year is going to make even more money than this year. That in 2017, I'm going to make between what I made this year and maybe $500,000+ in profit in my business next year. Now, the amazing thing is that happens when you switch beliefs, you'll switch actions. So as soon as I switched beliefs, I said, okay, I believe next year is going to be even better than this year. That's my new belief. Because at some point, I made the same decision with the next year's not going to be as good. At some point, I did that. So at any point, I can simply redo that. That's my new belief. And then the question is, okay, let's say it's a year later, and you made $500,000 in profit in 2017. Tell me how you did it. So then I look around. Okay, well, if I was going to make $250,000+ in profit in 2017, I would guess I would need more YouTube ad revenue. I would need my Skillshare income to go from almost $1,000 a month to probably $10,000 or $20,000 a month. And I'd need my Patreon income, which for all of this year up until November was about $2,000 or $3,000, maybe $4,000, and a bunch of that was my mom paying me her phone bill through Patreon. I would need my Patreon income to go up to probably $100,000+ for 2017. So then I would need Skillshare and YouTube and Patreon collectively to do maybe a couple $100,000 and then maybe $100,000 in all the other income, course sales, Audible books, etc. And there you go. That is a relatively simple formula for me to do even better than this year. So therefore, what does that dictate I do right now? That means I just got an idea for a search engine optimization course, and then I'm going to teach that live right after this. It means I make a bunch of free courses this year. I get the most views on YouTube possible for the very greatest ad revenue. I get the most people on Skillshare. And then guess what happened? As soon as I changed this belief, Skillshare made a little change in how they do the income. And I don't believe in coincidences anymore. Skillshare made a little income change. Instead of paying for premium enrollments, they're paying for premium minutes watched. Now that sounds like a little change, but for me that is gigantic because I make 50+ minute courses. And that now allows me to focus completely on free enrollments just to get my classes up to the top of the rankings, and then intentionally use a giveaway to get the most of my existing followers to be premium members so that my existing followers go watch my classes on Skillshare and then make me money that way. I think I can easily have my Skillshare income to $10,000+ a month by the end of 2017. Over the course of the year, that should be an average of at least, I would say that'll be at least $60,000 in Skillshare earnings, which this year was about $7,000. Gigantic growth in Skillshare earnings. And all I need to do is just keep teaching courses, put them up for free on YouTube, promote my Skillshare link. And here's another amazing thing. As soon as I smashed through that last limiting belief and changed to a new one, I started asking different questions. Because when you're thinking, okay, I might go out of business next year, you ask different questions. When you're thinking, I'm going to make even more money than this year, then I start asking, well, what am I going to do with it? How am I going to spend it? If I make $1,000,000 in income and make $500,000 in profit, where am I going to spend that other 500,000 and I started thinking about that. Instead of thinking that I need to conserve and save every last dollar, I started thinking, how am I going to spend $500,000 to help me make $500,000? And then I got the idea, well, why don't I, if I had all that money, I'd like to give lots of it away to my fans and followers. So I stopped running my Google ads and I said, if I make $1 million in income and $500,000 in profit, I would feel really good about that if I spent something like $400,000 or $500,000 back to my followers. So what that motivated me to do was set up a new giveaway system. If you're a member of my Facebook group starting in January, I'm making $1,000 a month advertising budget available for group members. If you're on Patreon, I'm doing $100+ a month giveaways. And if you're a premium member on Skillshare, I'm doing the same thing. If you watch every live video, I'm doing $10 Bitcoin giveaways on every live stream. And on the League of Legends one, I'm also doing $10 in Riot Points in addition to the Bitcoin. That's what I would like to do if I had a bunch of money. And the beautiful thing, that system, if that's 300 videos a year plus my ad budget, my group, I'm committing to spending something like $7,000 to $10,000 advertising. This year, I spent at least $20,000, if not $40,000 or $50,000 advertising on Google and Facebook. The beautiful thing is the system then is easily scalable. It's easily scalable. So the more money I'm making, I can just up the giveaways. If I'm making $2,000 a month on Skillshare instead of $1,000, I can crank the Skillshare giveaway up to $200 or $300 or $500 a month. And the higher I crank the Skillshare giveaway, the more and more I'm likely to make on Skillshare. As I make more and more on Skillshare and Patreon and YouTube, then I will increase the giveaways. Instead of $10 in Bitcoin, I'll do $20 in Bitcoin. Maybe by the end of the year, I'll do five $20 giveaways on every live video in Bitcoin, or maybe I'll do a $100 giveaway on every live video. You see, when you think in abundance, when you choose beliefs that you actually like, then the world starts to support you with that. When I looked at my income and I said, okay, well, how am I going to use my Patreon page? I believe my Patreon page will go to $100,000 a month someday. And relatively soon, I think. So I look at it and I said, how do I get this page to $100,000 a month without my input? How do I allow the people using the page to dictate how much everything costs? And I got this little simple system. Add $25 to the cost of your very best reward in terms of the one-on-one call live stream. And then for the client one, every time you get a client, drastically increase the cost for the next client. And that way, if you don't get any more, that's fine. But every time someone pays the top price, you raise it up a little bit more, and then if someone cancels, you don't ever lower it back down. A perfect system to keep working the same amount, and over time, as people cancel and new people come in, I make more and more money, and people are willing to pay more because they have more proof of what the people before them got and that the people before them were invested in it. It's amazing the mindset change today when I finally realized my crazy 2017 financial expectations that were going to bankrupt me. So I'm very grateful for the help I've received through you collectively to help me be here and do better today. And my exercise for today is to try and spot another one of these unconscious beliefs. Something, and especially one that's negative, but not necessarily. Just spot another unconscious belief, an operating principle that I act on as if it's true. And make sure that these are things I would choose to believe. I like my new operating principle that I'm going to make even more money in 2017. And hey, if I'm wrong, so what? I'm likely to come out way farther ahead than if I had planned for scarcity. And the odds of being wrong when thinking things are going to go bad are usually pretty low. So I'm going to keep an eye out today for any more of these same kinds of things in my life and see if I can spot one. And especially spot it in areas of my life that are very powerful. Like maybe there's a negative belief hiding about my wife or about my parenting skills or in some other area of my business or in my spirituality or recovery. I'm going to keep a lookout today. So thank you very much for listening to this. I appreciate you being here with me, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.